Ellie Goulding there with Your Song. I am very pleased to welcome into the studio this afternoon Debs and Stu Hannah from Megson. Good afternoon. I'm just going to put the microphones up. That will help.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Lovely to see you here.
It's excellent to be back, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're talking Christmas, though. I can't believe last time we saw you. I can't remember when you came in last, but it was... We were certainly weren't anywhere near Christmas,
no,
were we?
Not.
No, it was May, I think. We had a nice warm May.
Yes. And yeah, look, the time has flown by.
It has.
And you've done so much in between. So tell me a little bit about what you've been up to.
We've had a busy old year, haven't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I think we were doing some matinee shows back in May, and then we had some summer festivals. And then we recorded a new album of children's folk songs and did a family folk show tour, which are these concerts that we do for under 7-year-olds.
Okay, so you kind of worked out that's about the prime age to swap, as it were.
Yeah, we like to try and convert people to the Megson folkways at a very early age. You know,
I see.
Fans for life. That's what we're hoping.
I think that's very true. So I think you get them when they're young, and then they drag their parents along. I don't think they need to drag them. I'd like to add from my own experience, because I came along to one of your matinee shows, and we were just discussing off air what a lovely thing it is to have a concert in the middle of the afternoon and then go home
and civilized.
Yes, and there was still, you know, we had a nice glass of wine.
Exactly.
And a nice chat with everybody, and then still had time to go home and lie down.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying earlier, I am not giving in to the feeling saying it's my age. I'm just not doing it. I'm not doing it, but it does not is nice to sit and have a great concert. So, and your children's concerts, you say you have children's folk songs, but were they specifically folk songs written for children, or were they songs that just thought might be fun?
They are, really. I think there's a few that we've written ourselves and then some traditional ones, but a lot of them are kind of aimed at children. And then we get them quite involved with various actions and getting them to suggest things as well during the song, so they kind of feel really, really a part of it and that they're kind of contributing to the songs. And
that's amazing.
Lots of singing and dancing and actions. And
yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah.
Is that just you or kids allowed to join in?
Sometimes, in fact, a lot of the time, they tend to go a bit wild as well.
So you have to kind of rein them in a bit.
Sometimes we wind them up as well to get them to go crazy.
I bet the parents love you.
Well, sometimes the parents can be just, a bit distracted, kind of let the kids go off and do it, but it's the stewards at the venues that start to worry when they see these 4 and 5-year-olds behaving like they're at a metal gig or something like that.
Trying stage diving.
I love that stage diving.
Excellent.
Invasion.
I mean, what a brilliant way to get introduced to live music.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's absolutely marvellous. I'm looking forward to when my grandchildren... Oh, I hope my children didn't hear that. But there's none on the way and there's none in the thing. But, you know, that's my next excuse to bring some little children along and then have a great time. So, moving on, we are now coming towards December, and the big Christmas word is coming in. And I believe today you've just launched your new album.
We have. We've just, let people know that we've recorded a Christmas album. It got finished yesterday.
Hey.
Didn't it? It was running to the final deadline.
It's been posted to the manufacturers. Yeah, we should have it back next week, I think. A Yuletide Carol, and you can get it from megsonmusic.co.uk and our Christmas shows, which we'll talk about in a bit. But,
So are you going to play us one of those?
Yeah, should we do that?
Yes, please. So if you will do that, and then we'll talk a little bit more after.
Right,
so what's this one you're going to do?
This is called A Catastrophe Christmas. The roasties are burnt, the turkey's still raw. Something is jammed in the oven door. The presents aren't wrapped, the tree's fallen down. Grandad's still stuck in that old dressing gown. And it may seem peculiar not to get mad, but you just have to smile when things get this bad. But as long as I'm able to spend it with you, a catastrophe Christmas will do. Sometimes your plans don't fall into place. 3 months preparing, one day's disgrace. You schedule things out and make a good start. Then one glass of sherry and it all falls apart. And it may not resemble what you see on TV, but life's not an advert, that's quite clear to me. But as long as we're able to see the day through, a catastrophe Christmas will do. Parmesan shortbreads and pork stuffed in squares. Super juiced turkey is the stuff of nightmares. Masala steeped cranberries I just couldn't do. How about a ready-made dinner for two? If we're still about in 30 years' time, should we crack open a nice vintage wine and raise a small glass to Christmases past? And then pour a large one in case it's our last. Let the broccoli shrivel and the parsnips turn black. I'll drop so much salt in, I'll have an attack. But as long as I'm here and laughing with you, let the crockery mismatch, the leaks come out listless. A catastrophe Christmas will do.
Oh, very good. That was lovely. Oh, that was so lovely. And I love the little, just a slight different spin on Christmas to a lot of, because did you write that one yourself?
Yeah. Yes, we did write it. And it was inspired a bit by one of the Christmases that we had when we were going up to Middlesbrough to stay with Debs's parents. And as we arrived there, we opened the door, it was Christmas Day, and it was about 12 o'clock, and we noticed it suddenly just didn't feel quite Christmassy. I just couldn't put a finger on it. And we said, oh, is everything ready? Oh, yeah, dinner'll be served up in about half an hour. But something was wrong. And what was wrong is we couldn't smell any food cooking. You couldn't quite put your finger on it. No food cooking. And then it turned out that the filament had broken in the oven, so all the food wasn't cooked. Yeah,
yeah, so that wasn't going to be a half-hour job then,
no,
was it?
No.
Did you end up just having the crisps?
We didn't actually. At the time, my dad was a warden at the local church and had the keys for the church hall. Uh-huh. So he went down to the church hall and they have an oven and put it in there.
See,
and left it. Actually, he left it in there. He left it in the church hall oven to cook and then came back home. So I wonder if like anyone had been passing like this church hall, smelt this Christmas dinner cooking, thought it might have been like sent from God.
I was going to say it's a special message. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yep. They didn't actually, and we managed to do it.
Luckily, because that would have been even more disappointing, wouldn't it? Going back and found someone else had eaten it.
Yeah.
So it was just a bit late, wasn't it?
It was just a bit late, yeah.
Oh, that was a great one. So this album, say, it's been inspired by obviously your own experiences, but is there any traditional ones on there? As well.
There is. There's two ones that we've written, and then eight traditional ones.
Yeah,
ones that most people will know,
like "God Rest You Merry Gentlemen,"
oh,
and
nice.
"Good Christian Men Rejoice," which you might do in a bit. "Deck the Halls," a banjo-led version of "Deck the Halls."
Ooh. I saw your on social media your banjo and the ability to send your dog to sleep with it, which I thought was quite interesting because it's well, I suppose it is quite a peaceful sort of tune, but it doesn't need to be. You know, banjo don't normally associate with falling asleep,
no.
Do you?
No, yeah, our dogs have a habit of disturbing us when we're trying to rehearse. What they do is they start barking at things. For some reason, the banjo that particular day, managed to send them nice and calmly to sleep. I do have to rescue plectrums from the dog's mouths occasionally. Is that what they're chewing, what they're eating? And there's like a half-chewed plectrum.
That's why you've got to have loads of them, haven't you? Yeah. Yeah. So getting everywhere.
Usually I find them in the tumble dryer as well. So.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes, the troubles of a musician.
Yeah.
So, and living at home with it, and doing it all from home, I guess, is the other issues, especially recording and doing it all within your own.
Yes, there's lots of listening back to edits of the Christmas album and hearing dogs barking because the postman's just arrived or something. And
trying to edit that all
out. Actually, the sound of dogs barking on the recordings that we make, because we've got a studio and record for other people as well, the sound of dogs barking. Actually, I can't hear it anymore. I'm that used to it in the background.
Sounds like you should be there.
Exactly, yeah. So when Debs has to go through the recordings that we do and go, dog bark there, dog bark there, I just can't hear it.
You could do like a children's album with animal sounds.
Yeah, the dogs did feature on we did a new children's album and the dogs were actually on that.
They were.
Brilliant.
They were,
tell me, before we have your song, I know you're tuning up, but tell me about your Christmas shows.
So we've got three Christmas shows coming up. The first one is next Friday in Royston at the Old Bull. And then the following week, the 7th of December, we're at the Toft People's Hall in Cambridge.
I went to that one last year. That was brilliant. Yes.
And then on the 8th of December, we're at Hitchin Folk Club. So, it'll be nice. So we've to do some Christmas.
So people need
numbers.
To know that they're quite early, aren't they, for Christmas?
It's never too early.
Well, no, sorry, that they're early in December.
They are.
Early in December, not too early.
But then you see December gets so busy, I think.
Exactly.
It's almost better to get it in early
you can book it up, yeah.
Absolutely.
And so if people want to get tickets for any of those, how would they go about it?
You can go on our website, megsonmusic.co.uk. I think the one at Royston you can get from the Old Bull from Royston, as well as the Royston Folk Club website. And Toft People's Hall, you get it from the Toft People's Hall website, I think.
As well, yeah. So yeah, there's plenty of places
website,
to find. And
find
I think you've got one in January as well.
We have one. It's going to be a really...
Won't be Christmassy there.
And I'm really looking forward to it.
Just carry on extending Christmas into January.
Exactly. So Friday, January the 24th at Stories Field Centre, which is, quite a stunning venue, I've heard.
Have you played there before?
No. We've driven roughly past it.
I went there for the first time last Sunday. And yeah, very interesting, very nice.
Yeah.
I went to see a jazz ensemble.
Oh.
I think it's a really lovely venue. Yeah, so I think more and more people are sort of knowing it and using it now. Oh, so I didn't realise it was there. Oh, very good. 24th of January. And that's going to be your kind of normal.
We've started working on some new material for that.
Probably some golden oldies as well.
Mixing oldies, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. And so that one, they get... again onto your website if they want
or tickets via the Junction as well, Cambridge Junction website.
That's maybe why I thought you were at Junction, because they're selling tickets for Stories. Okay, that's where I saw the name anyway. So before we leave you then, to tell us what this one is going to be and sing us, play us out with.
We're going to do a song called Good Christian Men Rejoice. This is on our new new Christmas album.
Who would have thought it?
Who would have thought it? Did you used to sing this when you were singing in choirs, Debs?
I did. I sang this in choirs and I've done, various Christmas shows and things.
Yeah.
So it got brought back out.
Is there a version on Tubular Bells as well? Is that ring a bell? Something Mike Oldfield do a version of it? Maybe?
That's in Duchy Jubilo.
Is this? Yes.
There we go.
I only know that.
We did.
That it has a funny name and then I know exactly. Oh, I know.
We did look at that one, but Stu wasn't very good with the Latin, we do the English version.
I didn't do Latin.
Funny enough.
Comprehensive skills.
Yeah, no, it's I'm with you on that one.
I did try actually. I tried to speak the Latin. It just sounded so wrong. I couldn't do it. Yeah.
Very good. I didn't realise. So this is the English translation of that.
Oh, I'm not sure. Not sure
it's a translation, but it's a version.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's go. Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, sounds brilliant. Well, I might be able to hum along then. Although, we'll turn the microphone down. So that's great. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And for starting us off in a Christmas way as well.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Oh.
First time I've said that.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Very good. Yeah. We should have had some mince pies in here, shouldn't we, to make it proper? But anyway, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And good luck with the Christmas shows and the Christmas album.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
Thanks.
Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say, Jesus Christ is born today. oxen as before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today, Christ is born today. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss, Jesus Christ was born for this. He hath opened heaven's door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this, Christ was born for this. The Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave, Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting hope. Christ was born to save, Christ was born to save. Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say, Jesus Christ is born today. Oxen as before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today, Christ is born today. Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss, Jesus Christ was born for this. He hath opened heaven's door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this, Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this, Christ was born for this.